USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have reached an agreement with senior White House aides on the framework of an infrastructure spending bill ahead of a Thursday meeting with President Biden. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins told reporters that there are still details that need to be worked out, including how to pay for the $1.2 trillion package. The announcement on the framework comes as Congress prepares to take a two-week recess for the Independence Day holiday, and as some Democrats work on crafting a $6 trillion package that would include spending for things like child care, changes to Medicare, and climate change, and will be paid for by tax hikes on the wealthy. And a CDC advisory committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.